countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, on Thursday last on RTÉ television, you might have seen a programme, Miriam McCallaghan and Mark Coughlin presented it, and it was called The Next Normal. And it was asking all of us, how are we getting on over the past 6 months? So it was a behaviours and attitudes survey. And joining me on the line now is Luke Reaper of Behaviour and Attitudes. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Damien.
It was a major survey of public opinion, and I just was interested in what farmers were saying to you, because you found a couple of little dichotomies in terms of different profiles of people and what they had to say. You were struck indeed by the concerns of farmers in relation to isolation in particular.
Yeah, so about 3 in 4 farmers are still anxious about catching COVID, and that's similar to the rest of the population. But what is very interesting is when we ask them about what in particular they're anxious about, and apart from catching the disease and that, it's 62% of them were anxious about social isolation. If, for example, there's other waves or tighter restrictions came about in that, and that compares to only about a third for the total population. So that sense of isolation, and we know obviously that's important in general in terms of farmers and certain ages of farmers, and that certainly came to the fore in that. Other some interesting things as well coming through were about 30% had suffered in terms of mental health, which is not dissimilar to the population, and about a quarter concerned about children as well, the mental health of children at this particular point in time as well.
And outside of COVID, we were listening to John Bruton there a few minutes ago. He put the fear of God into you about the effects of Brexit, particularly on rural Ireland and on us all. But it's still not something that farmers are terribly concerned about, according to your results.
Yeah, well, I suppose what we're seeing is, I suppose there's many different elements and factors that are priority for the country at the moment. COVID obviously comes up for farmers, health and hospitals, and the broader economy, just concern about that. And then I suppose a fourth place would be mental health and rural decline. Brexit as a topic probably comes up in eighth place. Now, it's not to say that if we ask farmers directly about Brexit, they wouldn't be concerned necessarily.
I know.
But it does show, I suppose, that the attention can be taken off Brexit if we don't keep the focus on it, and that can be worrying. You know,
when you were talking there about farmers being worried about isolation, it's because in cities we have a few other things to do. But if you're very isolated in rural Ireland, and particularly if you're working alone on a farm, the outlets that you look forward to, football and hurling matches the weekend, mass or church at the weekend, the mart, other social outlets, visitors calling to your house, relations and whatever, they're all gone. And also the local pub. But your survey shows that they're not heading to the off licence to replace the joviality of the pub.
Yeah, that is interesting, actually. So what we're seeing, I suppose, first of all, about half of farmers are sort of reevaluating their life and what they're doing. You know, it's slightly less than the total population, but they're not necessarily drinking more or taking drugs more or anything like that. That tends to be more urbanites and Dubliners in particular. But what we are seeing is a little bit more turn to religion and spirituality. So that is coming more to the fore. So 52% of farmers would have stated that they've been a bit more focused on religion and spirituality due to COVID, compared to only about 34% of the rest of us. And also quality time with family coming through as well, and valuing family life in general as well, which is good. So there's a lot of good positives certainly coming through at that level.
And where can we find details of your survey? Are they published anywhere, just in more detail, Luke?
That rests with RTE. So certainly, if anyone contacts the press office there, they can have all the details, I'm sure, of this survey. It's a lot of depth, and it's like an encyclopedia of where we stand.
You'd be amazed the amount of people now pass the time going through it all the same. But listen, thanks a million for that, Luke, and really appreciate that. All right, thanks very much indeed to Luke Reaper there.